Joining me live over the phone is Jill Prosek, a staff nurse at Lincoln County Public Health. Good morning, Jill. How are you today?
Good. Thanks, Duke, for having me this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us talking face masks today. And that's kind of been the theme of our show this morning. But the CDC recently issuing those guidelines for people to wear masks out in public. And Jill, let's just start with the basics here on this. The why the CDC made this recommendation for everyone to wear masks.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is we know, you know, the virus doesn't have feet. It's being spread person to person through that close contact, those respiratory droplets. And that newest data showing, which you had talked about earlier, I heard you, that asymptomatic spread, so people with no symptoms being in close contact with other people can spread this virus even 2 days before those symptoms are coming about. So the CDC said, let's cover our nose and mouth, help contain those droplets that kind of happen when we cough, sneeze, laugh, even talk. And the ultimate goal of protecting others around you if you're infected and not having any symptoms.
You know, Jill, we've heard that the incubation period for the virus and how long you can have it before you start showing symptoms. What are the latest numbers as far as the timeline that you could contract the virus and then start showing symptoms? How long is that taking?
Well, the data I have from CDC is usually that 2 to 14 days, and that's kind of where that, you know, pre-symptomatic exposure comes from. You can be transmitting and spreading that virus, you know, 48 hours before you even come down with symptoms.
Jill, a lot of questions that have been asked this morning, and not just today, but for the past couple of days, is, well, how do I get a mask? Where do I buy a mask? And it sounds like this doesn't have to be anything special. It sounds like a mask really could be anything that's just basic cloth, correct?
Exactly. The terminology that the CDC is using is a cloth face covering, and it's that exactly. It can be made from t-shirts, bandanas, old sheets, any kind of cotton fabric. It's important to point out that, you know, it's not a surgical mask. It's not that N95 mask. It's that cloth face covering.
In fact, they're recommending that the general public not wear those N95s, correct? Just to make sure that those are reserved for the medical staffs.
Exactly. You know, the whole point of this cloth face covering, like I said, is to help contain your respiratory droplets when you're close to someone, so you're protecting the public. This is going to help slow the spread if, you know, we have this asymptomatic spreading and everyone's containing their droplets, then hopefully it won't spread. And we're going to keep those numbers down.
Jill Prosek, staff nurse at Lincoln County Public Health, joining us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Probably important to note here, Jill, that even though Lincoln County and, you know, all the cases have been in Star Valley up to this point, but Lincoln County as a whole hasn't had any, at least not to my knowledge, hasn't had any community spread or any evidence of community spread up to this point. So it's still important to wear masks right now for the community, even though there hasn't been community spread?
Absolutely. Because of the fact that you know, may be asymptomatic, you won't feel sick at all. You won't be having a cough, a fever, or anything. And you're out about at the grocery store, at the pharmacy, and you're in, you know, not able to maintain those 6 feet. We need to do that social distancing. You need to keep that mask on to help be a good neighbor, protect others in case you would have it.
Well, Joey, appreciate your time. Anything else regarding COVID-19 or wearing face masks that you wanted to bring to our attention today?
Yeah, so you mentioned, you know, where can we get these? I did hear you were talking to the hospital auxiliary. The CDC has printable tutorials to make both zone and no-sew masks. Sorry, that's a tongue twister.
It is a little difficult,
The important things to remember when you're wearing these face cloth coverings, another tongue twister for me, they need to be snug. They need to be secured by ties or little ear loops, multiple layers. They need to cover both your mouth and nose, and you need to be able to breathe without restriction. These are something that has to be washed and dried and not be damaged or change the shape of your mask. When you're wearing a mask, we need to practice good hygiene. You have to wash your hands before you put the mask on. If you touch your mask while you're wearing it, you should wash your hands again. And then when you go to remove it, you want to be sure to use those ties or the elastic loops and be careful not to touch your eyes, nose, and mouth when you're removing it, and then immediately wash your hands. A lot of times people wear masks and we are taking it up and down. We need to avoid touching and adjusting it while it's on. You don't want to take it up and down multiple times. You don't want to touch your face because you could have touched a contaminated surface and then bring it to your face. You don't want to hang that mask around your neck or dangle it from an ear, and you don't want to grab it on the front when you're taking it off. Now, you can take it off during the day. You know, if you're going to wear it later, I would suggest hanging it up or putting it on a paper towel, piece of paper, something disposable that you could throw away. And at the end of the day, you want to wash your mask in hot water, heat dry, and do this every day.
All very good information, Jill. If anyone has questions, I'm sure they can reach out directly to Public Health, correct?
Absolutely. They can visit us at our website, wcyw.org, or check out the CDC site, like I said, for those tutorials, or give us a call.
Jill, one more question I had for you. Related to this, and we had one listener text in wearing gloves. And what's the recommendation for that? Because it seems like if you're wearing gloves, if you were to get COVID-19 on your gloves and you just keep wearing those around town, it just seems like you're spreading it more.
You are absolutely right. The best thing you can do is wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. When you're wearing gloves, if you're not changing them in between interactions, all you're doing is spreading those germs.
So masks, no gloves. That's the recommendation.
Yep.
All right. Wash your hands. Excellent, Jill.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jill, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed?
No, that's it. Just okay. Everybody. It sounds like you guys are on it. You have it all over the radio station this morning. That's great. We all need to be good neighbors and wear these masks, help slow the spread. And, you know, wearing a cloth face covering, I guess I really want to emphasize, is not a substitute for social distancing. We still need to maintain that 6 feet to slow the spread.
Jill Prosek, staff nurse at Lincoln County Public Health this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SVI Radio.